I see squiggly lines, man. We got feed?
I guess. It looks like it's working to me.
Well, how does it sound?
My audio sounds good. How about yours?
Mine's good, man. Let's rock it.
All right. Blow things like ace. Welcome, everybody, to another Georgia Archery Podcast. Podcast number?
Nine.
Yep. Number nine.
Rolling right along.
That's right. Rolling.
After a busy weekend.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good weekend. How was your weekend, Father's Day weekend?
My Father's Day weekend was good, man. Thank you for asking. Yeah. Of course, we were in Carnesville. On Saturday.
Yep.
For that little tournament that they had going on over there.
That little tournament.
Yeah, that little tournament with 140 plus kids from
all over.
From elementary to high school, shooting all different types of bows and arrows.
Oh, yeah. Pins class, bare bow, open setups, male and female.
Yes, sir.
And there was a whole lot of kids and a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. Yes, it was.
You helped out.
I did.
Range official in the morning.
Yep. I was on Range A, which had the elementary kids on it, and some of the middle school recurve shooters and bare bows.
I got you. Because they shoot at that shorter distance.
Yep, that 30-yard stake.
So you was in a short distance stake.
I was on the short side.
I got you.
Just kind of story of my life. Day late, dollar short.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, I actually walked both ranges.
Yeah.
We ran into you, and we talked for a minute, and I took pictures. Matter of fact, the pictures are up.
Oh, really?
I put them up they ain't been up long. Got them all edited and pushed them out. But I didn't edit. These are actually raw files, just watermark added.
Where are they?
They are found on George Archery's Facebook page.
How about that?
And there's a link, and you can click on it and look and see if there's a picture of you on it or a picture of, you know, if all the people who've been watching. I mean, there's 1,100 and something pictures.
1,100 plus photos.
Yes.
So there is a good chance that there is a photo of you somewhere.
That's right.
What about that?
That's not the video. That's just pictures.
Yeah, you were live for the shoot down. For the shoot down.
And it was up on the page, too. And so I know it's been viewed a bunch.
Yeah.
It wasn't viewed as much live as it was after the fact.
Right. Well, but everybody getting home and,
yep.
And then watching it on the ride home.
Oh, yeah. Well, some people had to leave before it was over, and they was probably watching it on the ride where they were going.
That, too.
So it happens all the time. But yeah, we had a good time. It was enjoyable. We set up the podcasting equipment.
We did. Had a good time doing that.
Interviewed some of the kids. And they had a ball doing that.
Yeah, you could tell.
You could tell they were smiling and laughing and having a good time.
Thought it was extremely cool to be able to put the headset on. And some of them were nervous, even though there wasn't anybody looking at them.
Oh, yeah. We had a bunch of nervous. And I'll tell you that all of that audio will be edited and pushed out this week sometime.
You're going to get it done this week?
I'm hoping.
How are you planning on doing that? Are you going to do it as just one podcast, one recording, or are you going
to break
it up?
Probably not. It'd probably be broken into a couple of pieces because, I mean, there's a lot of editing when you have to put all that.
Oh, I know.
So I may just edit we had a couple of interviews with a couple of different people, and so we may just put it together and drop it out in pieces.
Gotcha.
And then if I get it edited, we may push it into one long piece afterwards,
make one big file out of it. One big recording.
Yeah.
So they can be found right there on the Georgia Archery Facebook page, I'm sure.
Probably, and Facebook, also on the website. The pictures there'll be a post put on the website this afternoon. I just wanted to get them out so people could see them.
Facebook is
usually the quickest way to get information pushed right now.
Oh, yeah. So most definitely.
So that's what we did. I was there to the end, taking pictures of everybody. It was cool to watch the Refuge Archery. They won all three team trophies. nice little.
They've got a big club over there.
And what was going to say?
They're well coached.
Yep. And so we sat down. Brad did the devotion at lunchtime.
He did,
and then,
did a phenomenal job.
Yep. And then we got a chance to talk to him, so that'll be another information. And then that afternoon, you did put on your best Vanna White. Because you got to hold up the 10-5-12.
I didn't 14. Have the right attire for that. If I'd have known Jake was going to ask me to do that, I'd have worn a skirt of some sort. Maybe some heels. I don't know about the heels, though, because in that grass,
you wouldn't have, you'd have been stuck.
That would not. But I might have put on a skirt. No, probably not.
No.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun being able to call arrows and score them. And then one of the coolest parts of it for me was calling arrows for all the tight races.
Oh, there were some tight races.
Really, really tight races.
There were some really tight races.
I know the younger kids really wasn't able to kind of follow along and play that game like they could have.
Oh, yeah.
Man, if I shoot a 14 here, I beat.
I'm not going to say that the umbrella holders were trying to push for some of that, but I think I could have. I think I saw some. What do you got to lose? You know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
You come in. You're coming in fifth place. What do you got to lose?
Gun at it. Roll
you know,
at it.
I, you know, it was pretty neat. And but after the 20 targets, the shooter of the year standings were done.
Yep.
And congratulations to all of the shooter of the years. If the computer will move fast enough.
High tech record Nick in here.
So, go ahead.
All right. Who is that?
Penn's female Penn's elementary school Penn's. Yeah.
Is that Miss Madeline Kantz?
Yep. That's what it looks like to me.
For shooter of the year.
Yep.
With a total of 10-25. That's from
refuge.
Really good shooting. I mean, that's a 20-point lead.
Yep.
Over second. That's laying down some solid, consistent scores.
Yep.
And you said that was elementary?
Yeah, I think that's Pins. Elementary Pins. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then
we have elementary that? Open.
Yep.
Female.
Gabriella. I'm not even going to try to pronounce
Alfaro.
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 I know that before the shoot, they were not worried, but she was a little bit nervous going into it. But it looks like she came away very, very, very well. What is that, a 44-point difference?
Yep, that's what it looks like.
That's pretty stout.
Yeah.
First-year shooter.
Oh, yeah, first year.
First-year shooter.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's next?
Elementary Pins.
Reese
Thompson.
He was on range A.
Yep.
And I got to watch him shoot some. Mm-hmm. That little fellow has got a very, very good shot. Just watching him execute.
And he had a
– shot the highest score on range.
Yeah, and he had a really, really good points lead going in, but he still shoots really well. So.
Yeah, I mean, his execution was I mean, dude can't be no taller than 3'5".
That's right.
I mean, he's a little bitty fellow. But
I know. He's a good – there's pictures of him on the podium. He's a good kid. And then the elementary open male – Pins, that would be that.
No, yeah.
I mean,
open. Yeah, no. That's that fellow, that little kid. We know
Caleb Brown.
Yeah,
Caleb Brown came home with the little belt buckle there, and congratulations, Caleb. I mean, and he, you know, that race.
That boy has put in some work to be 11 years old. I mean,
yeah. But that group. Those four kids have been.
They were hilarious to watch.
I saw a post on Facebook that was, you know, they started out as competitors and finished as friends.
Ended up as friends.
And
yep.
That, you know.
And watching them shoot, they shot the targets as friends. And you couldn't tell by watching that group that there was a shooter of the year race going on.
Yep. And, well, Cody Ayers shot his personal best high score at the state championship.
Yep.
Because we actually got him on an interview. So, I mean, that'll be played. That's one of the interviews we got. So.
I want to say his daddy said if he don't go out there and shoot a good score that there's a new bow that might have to be returned.
Oh, good Lord. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, so
we don't have to worry about that. He shot his personal best.
His daddy kind of laid it on the line, and
Cody
came through.
Yep. And no, so I don't know. These pictures are out of order. So I would say this would be high school. high school traditional.
Mm-hmm. Jocelyn Chandler.
I know that last name. Hey, that last name sounds familiar. And then in the that was traditional. And then fixed pins.
Macy McCannon.
And then in open.
Yep. High school open female. High school
open female would be Casey Tyrion.
Lacey Williams.
That's what I'm talking about. But that's what we're trying to go. This thing is not doing what I want it to do.
Yeah, I tried to call Jake to see if we could get a PDF.
Anyway, so Lacey and I got some cool pictures of Lacey. She's like, you know, she did good. That was tight races. Those girls were putting it back and forth for a long time.
It's only a 5-point difference. That could go either way on any 3D shoot.
Yep.
You know,
you never know.
And according to Mr. Bob, while the shoot was going on, she was at 6 up.
Yep.
And finished 1 up. Had she not shot the 5.
Yep. It happens. But that don't matter. I mean, congratulations, Lacey.
No doubt. I mean, just goes to show how tight it was. Right. Can't imagine the pressure that they were feeling.
And, you know, so let's go to the next one. I fixed pins, so that's got to be high school fixed pins.
Male. Looks like it.
Male.
Nathan Hendricks.
Yep. And then in the open.
For high school.
High school.
Male.
Male, open.
Another fellow that we know.
Yeah, that'd be a Thurman. On Austin.
Yeah, talking about a work ethic.
Yeah, that sucker shoots his bow.
Wow.
You know, for the shooter of the year, that was a tight race all year long. Mm-hmm. It really was.
It was fun to watch him, knowing how close it was.
Oh, hell yeah!
Because I know Tuesday before the shoot,
he was nervous.
A nervous wreck.
Yeah, like
nervous wreck.
Cat on the hot tin roof.
Yep, he pulled it out though. Congrats to you, Austin, and all the shooter of the year winners.
Yes. So, yes, I think this one is traditional.
Courtney Thompson?
Yeah.
That's got to be middle school, that's, I would assume.
Yeah, and this is middle school pins
mm-hmm.
in the Miss female. Grace Oglesby.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's been shooting well here.
She has. And then for the open
division
in the middle school, Destry.
Way to go, Destry. She has been on fire all year.
She had a commanding, you know, in that. So it was good, cool to see.
And then old Jackson Shell finished second down there.
Oh, yeah. All right. So now here we go. We have to guess.
I believe that is going to be.
Middle school, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Brody.
So middle school, this will be traditional. Grant English won the traditional in his class. And then Kyle Renfro mm-hmm. from Warrior Archery mm-hmm. won the pins class, I guess.
Yep.
And then
Weston Skipper. They were giving him a hard time on the live.
Well, some of that, I'm telling you.
Shoot down.
It was printed backwards, so somebody called him Skipper Weston. So it was like, his Weston Skipper. So, congratulations for him. That's in the open middle school. That's got to be, yep. So now we're in, we're back to the beginning. I guess that's all of them, right? So congratulations to all the Shooter of the Year winners, and I know that congratulations for everybody who participated, because just in general, to make sure that you're there for the indoor, the outdoor,
the regionals,
to make sure you got everything, that means something. You know what I mean? It's
hey, look at that guy.
Yeah, that's Vanner White right there.
That's a 10.
That's Vanner White right there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was a great time. I mean,
it was. It was fun. There was a lot of smiles on all those kids' faces.
And I tell you what, after lunch and everybody, I mean, we ran a little long. a little late.
We heard about it.
And it was okay.
They worked through it.
We got it. We was out there in the hot.
It was hot.
The weather wasn't hot, but it was.
Oh, no, it was hot.
No, there just wasn't no shade.
It was hot.
There was no shade on the green.
Yeah, well, you had somewhat of an umbrella. It was hot.
Yeah, well, I had to put the umbrella over the freaking phone to keep it from
overheating. That's a great example of it being
hot.
Hot.
Oh, okay. Well, the kids, I tell you, I was nervous for them.
Me too.
That shoot down ain't no joke. 100 people standing behind you watching?
No, there was probably more than 100.
I mean, minimum.
Yes.
Standing there watching you shoot and then, rooting for you and awing when it doesn't go the way you want it to. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's.
And then somebody shoots a 14 and I hold the 14 card up and people get loud.
Oh, yeah. It's, a back and forth, yep. And then, but like you said, the elementary schools and the younger ones probably didn't know how to play the game. They wasn't checking out what they needed and where they needed. Some of them may have shot for stuff they shouldn't have. And some of them, went in with a game plan to shoot 10s.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, for some of them, that's all they had to do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's part of playing the game. I mean, that's
right.
I mean, if you've got that well of a lead and all you got to do is play safe, well, then there you go. So, it was fun. It was hot, but it was fun. Yeah. It was well worth it.
So congratulations to everybody who won. Tomorrow. There's plenty of pictures. Everybody did well. I think a lot of the teams, it wasn't like it was, no team ran off with everything.
Right.
So everybody has, so we got, like we said, the state of Georgia has
a very thick pool.
Phenomenal pool of archers, yes, period. Sir. And these are a whole bunch of good kids, and they're all having fun. Now they're all getting ready to represent in nationals,
mm-hmm,
because the S3D is over for
– S3DA.
S3DA is over for the state of Georgia,
yep,
local stuff.
On our local stuff.
Right? And so now anybody who's going to nationals will go represent as – it's not so much, individual teams, but they're going to be representing Georgia.
Yep.
And they're not, we're all individual teams. We and it's fun to compete, but we're all family.
Oh, that's right.
And we've talked about that. We actually, there's a couple podcasts you'll hear that. We talked about, the family and that type of thing. So we appreciate y'all allowing us to come out and hang out with y'all.
It was fun. It was very cool to do that and set up and be able to ask some questions. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to be there and hang out a whole lot.
Well, you worked.
Yeah, I was on the range.
He was on the range, and then you were Vanna White-ing it, and then you had some stuff you had to do before midnight.
Yep.
You didn't want to drive by me. We had a little ride, so that kind of thing. Well, that was Saturday. Did anybody else shoot on Saturday?
Sambo's.
Sambo had a shoot.
Old Sambo had an adult shoot. Well, kids,
well,
too.
He he probably had some, he had an adult shoot because all the kids that were in that neighborhood is going to be at the S3DA.
Right.
I mean, there's a bunch of them up there. Well, he had about 45 shooters up there.
Yeah.
So he had a pretty good turnout.
Really good scores.
Yeah, I saw some good scores. That guy, happy birthday to Blake Reagan. 21. He went down there this weekend and shot in the K-50 class.
And laid down a bomb.
222. So, congratulations on a great score.
Good shooting, Blake.
In the K-45 class, what was it, Brad
Poole? I want to say it was.
Yeah, he shot a 214, 216, something. Anyway, he did good in that class. So, congratulations. 45 people that had a good time. That's a couple of people that was on the list that shot pretty good. And so that was Saturday.
Yep. Busy day of archery.
Yeah, I mean, for the state.
You can figure that's 200 shooters.
That's easy.
In the state.
Yeah,
shooting a bow at the same time.
Yep. And not really too far away from each other.
No.
I mean,
not at all.
So, on Sunday,
there was another shoot.
Yeah. It was an ASA qualifier.
Yeah.
Team Grandma.
Grandma had a shoot.
Yes, she did.
And did not get any rain.
No rain. That's right. She has been
pounded by rain.
Almost every shoot she's had has just been a washout.
It was like that for her last year.
Yeah. And she's the luck of the draw. I don't understand how it works.
When you write a schedule 6 months in advance and it rains on the day that you shoot.
You can't pick it.
No.
No. But she had 49 shooters show up for the 2 days. Now, she did Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
But, she had, I forgot what she told me, 29 or 30-something for the first day. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't bad. And then on Sunday, I guess you picked up the rest of them.
Yep.
And there were some good scores laid down over there.
Sure was.
In the senior known class, old Buster Marshall throwed out a 212.
Good shooting. How was the range?
Well, we'll get to that. Oh, Destry, she shot on Sunday because she shot over there and won. Right. She was at the S3DA. So in her class, she shot 205. So that ain't bad.
No.
Oh, Matt Malone had come up, I guess, on Saturday and shot. And he shot the K50 class and laid it down with a 220.
Lay down a bomb.
That's some good shooting.
That's some really good shooting. I don't care what class you're shooting. I don't care what range you shoot.
Oh, yeah.
You shoot 20 up.
You've done something.
That's smoking.
That's right.
That's flat out smoking.
In an 045 class, old Cole Frederick laid it down with a 212.
Continuing to just put up great scores.
Yep. That elementary open male, that little boy Caleb Brown, you know him, right?
I've heard of him.
Yeah, well,
I've seen his pictures on Facebook. Yeah,
he shot a 206 and won his class. So
good shooting.
You know, after shooting real well at the state and coming
home
with two belt buckles,
that boy could even move.
Shooting, you know,
Sunday.
Yeah,
and I can tell you, dude, I was wiped out.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, and Destry, same way.
Yep.
Yeah, matter of fact, I did see Destry at the shoot, you know, because she shot on Sunday, and I saw all of them. But that's what she said. She goes, we didn't come early because they were coming in, starting to shoot as we were finishing up. Mm-hmm. And she goes, we didn't come early because I wanted to sleep late. I was tired.
I can't say I blame her. That's exactly what I did.
Cole, there was another guy who shot in the known 40 class.
Who?
I don't know. Well, Ken Zidell shot his known 40 setup.
I saw that.
He sure did.
I saw that.
And he shot a 208.
I think so.
208. That's good. And
somebody beat him.
Well, Austin Thurman.
Yeah.
In his class.
Yeah, I heard.
Shot a 208 the same.
And
same
tied.
Class.
And they same tied. Stake. Same stake. Then they shot it off on like a 50-yard elk.
The 50-yard elk. And then
Austin
got him. But I mean, they wasn't in the same class on paper, but for them, they were competing against each other.
Right.
But yeah, so congratulations on Ken's second place, because Big John went over there and he laid down a 212.
That's some good shooting, man.
I had a good time
for the amount that we get to get out.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. It just seemed to flow pretty good. I had 1.8.
I know you. I know today you said that. I mean, one of the first things that you told me is, man, I got to make my other bow feel like this one.
Yep, I do. I mean, I do. I got to come on, we'll pull them up, measure them up, and match them up, and try to get it as close as I can, because that bow is holding well, shooting well. And when, the thing about it is when you have a bow that's doing so well, when you make the mistake and it's forgiving,
right,
and then on top of it, you know what you did when it's really bad,
right?
You know, because you know it's not, you know, there's no reason that, oh, the release, the bow, what the sucker is shooting. So when I screw up, you know,
and
so
it still finds a good score.
That's what you
can't
want.
Ask for any more than that.
Can't, and it's picking up and doing the thing. And I got to shoot with David Alligood and Steve and Casey. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we all shot and they all, you know, had good times, but, you know, I hadn't shot with David in a while, just on the 3D range. I hadn't had a chance. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool to be able to hang out, you know, and just chit-chat and do. I think the PSE, you know, picked him up and put him down. So we had a good time.
How'd David shoot?
David shot his normal.
He had fun.
Yeah, he had fun. We had a blast. You know.
He's like us.
Oh, yeah.
He just don't get to put the time
in it. I mean, man's all right on the road.
Dude burns up two sets of tires a year.
He burned up some wheel bearings. Headed to South Georgia. So, I think he's headed to Mississippi this week. He's rolling.
Always in the road.
Always rolling. So, I had a blast. The bow's shooting good. I got to make the other one feel that way. So that way I can do that thing. But I was very pleased with what I did. And, Matt was sending me his messages. And, you know, he told me what he shot. And I was like, okay. So then you asked about the course. The course was not long, but it wasn't an easy. It wasn't a gimme course. I mean, you can see by the scores, Matt tore it up pretty good. But everybody, the top scores are about 212.
Right.
And no matter what stake you're from, I mean, 212 is, you know, about the average. So the course was tricky in the way that the feet were not flat. You either was uphill, downhill. She was setting it so that it would be more like Kentucky. So we had a bunch of uphills, downhills. They might not have been long. And then when you're standing in the sun, looking into a black hole, or you were standing in a black hole looking into the sun. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there was a lot of that.
Which we had, her and I had talked a couple of weeks back after our shoot, and I want to say it was Po' Boys, about how they set their ranges very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she had some ideas.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, that's
everybody I've talked to said that it was a good course.
It was a good course.
They enjoyed shooting and it was, yeah, it was nobody, fun, that it wasn't really long.
Nobody said it wasn't a gimme course. It wasn't one of them, because if it was a gimme course, somebody would come in long and you know, it would have been a whole lot higher scores.
As a whole.
As a whole. Yeah. Where, you know, the average Joe is going to be the average Joe. But,
right.
I mean, as a whole, the numbers wasn't as high. So, you know, it couldn't have been a gimme course. But it was tricky in the fact that you had to, you know, your one foot above the other,
mm-hmm.
you know, leaning downhill, uphill. Mm-hmm. So there was, you know, I enjoyed it. I had a lot of time. That means the bow is set up good, because if you can hit uphills and downhills and hold pretty good, I felt like it was, you know, decent.
Hitting behind the pin.
That's right. Well.
Well, that's pretty much it for the weekend.
Well, sort of just our start of the week, you know, tell mm-hmm. everybody what we did and how we did and what we did. Father's Day, I did get them drunken chickens.
Yeah, Nate and I, we hung out, slept, and then we wanted to shoot and just didn't. When we got up, it was like, yeah.
I understand.
And then he had already made plans to go to the ball field that evening, so there wasn't enough time to try to run over there and shoot and run back and get back in time, but...
Well, you know,
so we just was a lazy Father's Day for me, and then after they went to the ball, or I went with him to the ball field, but I got really hot. Probably didn't drink enough water the day before, yeah, 2 days of being in it.
But you know, that's what got me. When, like, later, when you used to talk about, "Ooh, I don't feel good," I was like, yeah. "Dude, you ain't drinking enough water."
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I was sucking it down pretty good. I just probably should have hydrated a little better the day before.
Well, you didn't
and
know.
I knew that
you was going to have to work, but.
Right,
You done heard us preach it.
My step calculator Saturday when I left was almost 16,000 steps. Or at the end of the day, by the time I got home and all that, yeah. It was almost 16,000 steps.
Just,
and
you just made it. You just walked once or twice.
Just a little bit.
Yeah,
I ain't complaining. It was fun. I'd do it again tomorrow.
I didn't read how many steps I had, but I know I hit my mark. It was funny because. You know, I have mine set for heart step and mm-hmm. step points or move points. And I hit it before I come off of the
range
first,
A.
The range A, and was headed to range
now,
B.
Now, tell me about range B, because I didn't get to see any of it.
Well, I mean, it was, you know, a little longer, mm-hmm. and it had some terrain in it.
Well, there was some good scores laid down over there. I mean, I know Tanner Foster, I want to say he shot 24 up. Austin Thurman shot 20 up.
Yeah, but... It was some terrain in that where you had, I mean, the walking, you had to walk down a hill, and then one of the targets is out in the middle of the soccer field.
That's target 20.
Yep. So, I mean, that's, you know, they go from in the woods to out in the middle of
the shade.
Nothing. Yep.
Out in the middle, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, but the older ones have done it a little longer probably and sort of know how to manage it. Yeah. I tell you one thing I do, I'll applaud BAM for, is that they push the stakes off the main road. In mm-hmm. other words, almost every stake had
so
to
you
walk.
So had plenty of room to walk by.
Walk in so that the, in my opinion,
spectators
could stay at the road.
Yep. And watch.
And watch. And then the kids would walk up and do their thing without being hovered over so much.
The course, range A, that's the only one mm-hmm. I can speak of, because that's the only one I've seen, was laid out well.
Yeah.
I mean, it looked like a fun little course. I'd love to have been about 4'9", drawing a bow about 30 pounds, shooting that course.
Yeah,
I mean, it looked like a very, very fun course. Mm-hmm. I mean, even though for me the targets look extremely close, there wasn't a bunch of way up scores either. Now, we are talking about elementaries.
Yeah, but
you know,
I mean,
it's kids. But
I think BAM laid out two great courses on both sides.
I know A was.
And B was the same way. As far as layout, it was nice. And, you know, it flowed pretty well. But they had you had to walk up a hill and down a hill. And then there was some, it was in the bottom, you know, that's pretty
A
neat.
Was.
And it was real neat. And
they did a phenomenal job.
They did
it.
I mean, you'll have to give it BAM Archery for not ever hosting a major tournament, period. I mean, they've hosted maybe
some
a qualifier
regionals.
And regional, you know, stuff. But, and then they did their stuff.
Well, they got use of the county facility.
Yes. And then they brought that tent.
Yes.
that have, thank goodness. I don't know where it comes from.
I don't know
from.
How in the world it could have happened without that tent.
I don't know where it came from.
I'm going to pull it. I seen it, and they need to be mentioned because that is.
The church or something?
It yeah, I'm going to pull that back up. I should remember, but unfortunately I don't, so I ain't going to.
But I'll say this. If the nobody's name was announced wrong in the wards, right? Except right. where Skipper or whatever, and that was just a read wrong. But, I mean, nobody was given the wrong award. They didn't have to call them back. So all of that ran smooth.
Faith Baptist Church.
Well, I guess that was a Faith Baptist Church tent, and they loaned it out for the S3DA. And BAM did a phenomenal job.
Yes, they did.
The facility was phenomenal. Man, they could have parked a zillion more people up there. I mean, really,
I'm still blown away that they were able to use a county facility like that. Now, I guess we're very similar by being able to use the
school,
the park and the school facility. But, I mean, you're talking about a whole recreation.
Yeah, the whole recreation complex. The whole thing. Because we were sitting on one field.
Yep.
With the tent and everything, bathrooms, they used the
concession
stands, and then they used the backwoods for shooting. And then they used the bottom soccer field for a target. Right. So they had the whole field to the
I would love nothing more than to see other counties get behind programs such as the S3DA and allow use of facilities because – You know, Walton County's got a couple facilities.
They got a lot of facilities.
For something very similar.
Yep.
So if you're listening to this and you're a county official, you should really look into something like this because what do you figure? It was 400 people or more easy?
Probably closer to 5.
Because you got 140 plus shooters and every shooter's got at least two parents and a brother daddy. Or sister.
That's right.
So, look at how many tax dollars that could be and is bringing into the county.
Yeah, because they wouldn't
typically be there. Now, did everybody go buy T-bones and baked potatoes?
No, but they probably did stop at a convenience store and
got something. They stopped and bought a Snickers bar and a Mountain Dew.
Yep.
And being that the county allowed them to use that facility, now, whether they had to rent it or not, I don't know. I didn't ask. But no matter if they did or not.
Yep. Just the usage.
Just a usage. Yep.
So, and that's phenomenal. But BAM did a great job. Congratulations,
hats
BAM.
Hats off to you guys.
For the guys who we've all been there. They've done it. Setting up tournaments are not easy. It takes a while.
It's work.
And for it to run smooth, the complaint was this or somebody, you can't please everybody.
I didn't hear not one complaint. I take that back. I did, but we're going to leave that for a later date, a topic of discussion for another date. But even if what I'd heard did not happen, it wouldn't have changed anything because the time frame would have been the same.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were waiting.
It has to do with other things.
Right.
That's not a big deal. To bring in. Sing the national anthem.
Dude, I love
have
it.
A prayer.
Them girls flat nailed that, too.
And I got that on video, so
that'll go up. Flat nailed it. I was sitting there and I was blown away standing there watching them three sing it. It was.
And then.
And the prayer.
Yep.
I don't know that little young lady that said the opening prayer.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, do you know how much courage it takes to get up in front of that many people?
And
talk about God and speak openly and pray like that.
She
prayed like she was a 25-year-old woman up there with no cares in the world, doing her thing and showing her love for the good Lord above. I mean, that was something to watch too.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about, we talked about shoot of the year, talked about congratulations to everybody who did. We want to talk about the scholarship money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the seniors. All the senior, anybody that was in the high school, when they won first, second, or third, they got scholarships from schools.
Right.
And that's cool. You had a chance to pick, and Lindsey Wilson was in there, and there were several others that were in that, packet of schools that they could choose from.
It
was a whole lot of money in that.
Yes, it was.
But S3DA gave the graduating seniors, there was four of them, a scholarship, and it's a scholarship that is, let me tell you about it. The scholarship is straight cash. It's not to a school. It's not to wherever. So, and that was courtesy of Genesis Law and JSD Awards. Because what they've done is everything that y'all bought through the year, you know, the S3DA people have bought through the year, awards and shirts and whatever, there's a part of the proceeds goes back to S3DA. Mm-hmm. And so they ended up with enough money to give those four $500 scholarships, I think it was.
How about that?
So, and that scholarship, here's the cool part about it, is not just for college. So if you're going into the military and you do your whatever basic and you come in, you come out, then you can get your $500.
That is awesome.
If you go into the fire academy or the police academy and you go and do your time, you can take it. If you go into a trade, like you're going to do welding and you go to a trade school and you get your certificate, you come back and you get your $500.
That's awesome.
So it's not just...
That helps buy tools of the trade, whatever it may be.
But the cool part about it is it's not tied to any school and it's also not tied to have to be college. Because there's a lot of folks that do trade, that go straight military, that type of thing. Right. So you go get your certificate, your, you know, whatever
the requirement may be.
And then you come back and get your $500.
That is.
So that was pretty cool.
Is S3DA the only program that does that as far as you know?
As far as I know, that are doing it right now. That's what they're. That's actually state level. That's $500.
Right.
And so they figured it out. And here's the other part. We gave that five, that's $1,000, that's $2,000, right? Mm-hmm. Four graduating seniors. There was also enough money in that pot to buy 40 fire Amazon tablets. So
I heard that there might be some live scoring.
So no, there's not. What you heard is true. S3DA State has purchased 40 tablets,
mm-hmm.
Amazon tablets,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to run live scoring at all the S3DA events next year.
That's what I heard.
So that's going to be cool.
How about that? That's just another reason to use those people that sponsor.
That's right, because that John, money, yeah, I mean, that's not cheap. 40 of those tablets, I mean, they're $49 a piece. I mean, when you catch them on sale.
Right.
And so you got 40 of them at $40 a piece. That's a whole lot of money.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's the, you need to use, you know, Genesis Law makes some beautiful.
Dude, their shirts look phenomenal.
Yeah. They made the t-shirts.
I saw that.
So, speaking of t-shirts, they had some left over.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to the Georgia.
You can still get one now.
You can still get one now at the Georgia S3DA Facebook page.
And yeah, there'll be a link on it.
Link on it.
Sure.
And you can figure out who to talk to about getting that. And then, you know, if everybody's listening, it knows a club. John makes some phenomenal trophies, plaques, belt buckles.
Belt buckles?
Yep, he did it all.
I tried to buy one. I couldn't buy it.
No.
Wasn't enough money.
I wouldn't buy one. I don't think I would.
Well, I can't earn one. I'm a little too old.
I wouldn't have gave you one. I mean, you know, if I had earned it, I wouldn't have going to give it to you. I understand.
It wasn't coming off of it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, he does a phenomenal job. He did our stuff for the GBAA mm-hmm. stuff, the back, you know.
Yep.
And so.
And where is he at? Let me see if I can pull up his, just to give him a little bit of a plug.
He's closer to.
Is it JSD? Trophy and awards.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Over in
he's down closer to
Lindsay. No, that's Lindsay Road.
It's closer to
Kite, Georgia.
Yes, down south. So it's closer to.
So if you are in the need for some awards, it don't matter if it's baseball, football, basketball.
No, it's
soccer.
Yeah, awards.
Sure
he does it all. Yeah.
Down around the Dublin area, and we know he'll ship them.
Oh yeah, I mean,
and you can't ask for a better guy to work with.
That's right.
I know everything that he's done for us has been spectacular. Yep, no issues
top-notch.
Whatsoever.
We had a good time. You know, they all looked good. I ain't had no problems. He'll send me a proof, and I'm like, go with it, son.
Rock it out. Well, you got anything else?
The S3DA interviews will be popping up slowly but surely. They may not – I don't know how I'm going to put them out yet. I may not put them on as podcast per se. I may push them out as audio on the website.
Individual
pieces. Yeah. and then we may piece it all together and drop a podcast of just that as a whole. Just call it State Championship Weekend Podcast. Mm-hmm. And then let everybody listen to all of it or whatever. So that's the plan on that. I did talk to another rep.
Yep. Who will remain anonymous.
That we probably will have that rolling.
Tomorrow, maybe Thursday. Maybe.
Yep. Uh-huh. And then we'll have another. That'd be great to have another. Somebody else besides us. I know y'all get tired of listening to us, right? No. We also want to say thank you to everybody who made a donation while we were there.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It couldn't do this without you.
No, it definitely helps. Because every little donation helps to make our equipment, you know, better.
I don't know how many comments I heard, man. Y'all look like professionals.
That's right.
Dude, there ain't no professional here.
No.
It was like, a couple of rednecks just hanging out with a microphone and a recorder.
And who was it? Oh, yeah. Somebody said, Bo Junkie, you're going to take over their slot. I said, no, we're on the Georgia level, not the national level. I mean, we talk about national stuff, but we're mainly on the
Greg,
Georgia
you
level.
My boy, Blue.
That's right. Ain't no big deal. We just going to take care of the Georgia side of things. And then, you know, we'll talk to people all over anybody.
We'll talk to anybody.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody that'll listen, for sure.
About archery.
Right.
I mean, you know, well, we talk about other stuff, too, but this is Georgia Archery Podcast. So.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I want to say appreciate all the donations again, because, I mean, it definitely helps, because, yeah, it might have looked professional, but, you know, we still got a couple more things we want to get.
Yep.
And to even make it look better and to sound better. I mean, that's the goal, is to do this.
It's a slow process. They didn't build Rome overnight.
No. And then, you know, sometimes it's good to get content out. You know, that's where we started. And then now we've slowly gotten better. And then the interviews, and then what will happen, I think, is that once the people hear the interviews from the kids, then other kids will go, oh, yeah, I want to do that. And so then
hopefully it'll be a dominoes effect. And you know it, we got people that are wanting to shoot bows because
they've told everybody about it.
They've heard about shooting bows.
That's right. And that's what we want. We want to grow the sport of archery. There are 5 people who have filled out the form to add their
clubs.
So if you want to add your club, you go to the website, click the club link, and then if you're not on the list, add it. And if you filled out the form, I just acknowledge that I have seen it. It doesn't mean that I've had a chance to put it up, but I'm planning on getting that going. So if you want to send us some information, you can find us at the website, www.georgiaarchery.com.
Facebook.
If you want to find us on social media. Yep.
Tweeter.
Yep.
Georgia Archery.
Instagram.
Yep. The old Instagrams.
Georgia Archery.
Yep.
Hashtag Georgia Archery. and then, so you can find us pretty much anywhere that our podcasts are found.
Spotify.
Podbean.
iTunes.
Well, now it's called Apple Podcast. I mean, they split it apart. I think it's.
Yeah. It's something like that.
I can't remember. They've split it, but iTunes, everybody knows iTunes. But they're splitting the music and the stuff. But, you know, Google Podcast. Pretty much anywhere.
Stitcher. Somebody said Stitcher.
Yep. So you can find us pretty much anywhere. And if there's one that you listen that we're not on, send us a message.
And we will see what we can do. Hey, they're on YouTube, too.
Yeah, they're all. Yep, they do.
They
upload
on
YouTube. That's
sure
right.
Sure are.
Everything but the first one. So, they're uploaded to YouTube as soon as they're uploaded to Podbean. You can find us anywhere. And if you have a question or you want to talk to one of us, you can send us an email at georgiaarchery@gmail.com.
And we're going to continue on. I mean, we still got the phone interviews that we want to
get. Oh, yeah, we got
going.
Several things we're working on. There's no doubt
just
about
not
it.
Enough time in the day.
Oh, yeah. But I think this worked out pretty good that everybody, you know, more knowledge of people that knew we were going. I think that's going to help because we had a captive audience of 140
plus
that we were sitting there, and everybody's like,
where do you find this at?
Where do you find this at? Where do y'all from? You know, so mm-hmm. In a little banner, there's a picture of the little table, and then there's been some pictures posted from all the parents that were, you know, when I was interviewed in different
yep.
ones, and we were sitting there talking to them, you know.
Oh, Johnny's made it.
That's
He's on
right.
the Georgia Archery Podcast.
Yep. So we had a good time. It was fun. Then I went and shot, you know, for my Father's Day, went to do what I enjoy doing, shoot my bow, and then I grilled some chicken or smoked some chickens. So had a good time. But, yeah, that's about it for this one.
Yeah.
Until next time, I'm Big John.
And I'm Robbie.
We'll see ya.